I'm speaking to The Guardian's Chris McGreal, who is 80 kilometres east of Sirte, which is the front line, Chris. Is that accurate?
Yes, well, it's as far as the rebels have been able to push at this point, although it might be that some units have ventured on, but the bulk of the rebel forces is holding back around here, whilst the coalition air forces strike at Gaddafi's armour. There seems to be some of it in this general area. We've heard some bombing runs, heard some huge explosions as well as shelling, and there is a huge pall of black smoke just rising above us now, which seems to have come from one of the coalition strikes, although it's not clear exactly what they hit.
And how quick has the advance been? Because the rebels seem to have made up a huge amount of ground in quite a short period of time.
Yeah, they've advanced very rapidly without being forced to fire a shot. Essentially, all of this has been done for them by the coalition airstrikes. They've made, by my estimation, somewhere around, I'd say, 250 miles to 300 miles in a couple of days. But it is quite literally they just drive on as Gaddafi's forces retreat. Once there was the breakthrough at Ashdabia, which came on Saturday after concerted coalition airstrikes against Gaddafi's tanks and armour there, once Gaddafi's military turned and fled, essentially the rebels have just been following them down the road. It's not been a fighting pursuit, it's just been following them as they retreat. Now we're waiting to see, of course, whether there will be a stand made at Sirte. There does seem to be some kind of defence, about 50 miles out of town. But it's not clear how large that is, but it's large enough to hold up the rebels now for the first time in a couple of days.
How optimistic are the rebels that they'll be able to take Sirte? Because obviously there's some slight confusion here in the UK as to what will happen there, with it being sort of seen as a Gaddafi stronghold.
Well, certainly the regime in Tripoli has built this as, this is their front line. They're going to put up a vigorous defence of Sirte. It's Gaddafi's hometown. It was once, because of that, mooted as being the country's capital. It's very difficult for us on this side of the line to know how well defended Sirte is or isn't. Speaking to a doctor who was treating Gaddafi's troops after the bombing, he said that morale had plummeted in recent days. Many of them were seeking ways out of fighting. They were coming to him with faking injuries, asking for medical certificates, and he felt that they were under the air bombardment, were losing the will to fight. But it's not clear who is in Sirte defending it, whether these are fresh troops, how many of them there are, whether they're even there. The rebels themselves are again waiting for the air strikes to deal with whoever's there. They are not themselves at this moment anyway taking on Gaddafi's forces face to face.
And just finally, Chris, how much of a strategic blow would it be if the rebels managed to take Sirte?
Well, it's a strategic blow because it's on the main road, the coastal road to Tripoli, and beyond Sirte is Misrata, which is almost all of which is in rebel hands, effectively, and that would open the way to Tripoli. But I think it'd also be a huge political and psychological blow to Gaddafi's government. If he can't defend Sirte, I think many people would think that the game was probably up. But again, I think it goes back to how much the coalition air forces are prepared to go on bombing. If they continue bombing their way along the coastal highway, clearing the way for the rebels, then I suppose in the end there perhaps isn't anything to stop them.